Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. In the 1930s, Hawaiian music traveled to 750 radio stations around the world, bringing aloha and a visual image of Hawaii created solely by the music itself. People were lured to the islands on steamships after hearing the weekly radio program Hawaii Calls, hosted by Webley Edwards. Legendary singers from that era and beyond include Alfred Apaka, Hilo Hattie, Chick Daniels, Auntie Alice Namakelua, Gabby Pahinui, and Don Ho. A memorial walk is being planned in Waikiki at a location where music was once written by the beloved Queen Liliuokalani. Margaret Bukats is spearheading this event, and she's here to talk with us about that and about her faith journey and the difference that Christ has made in her life. Dear friend, we remind you at the beginning of our program, the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know His love, for you to experience what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, no matter what you face, what you go through, no matter how serious or how hopeless a situation might feel, for you to know that Christ loves you so much that He died on the cross for your sins, that He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away, that He was buried, yes, but that 3 days later He rose again from the grave. My friend, the living Christ today calls you to Himself. Jesus is calling you. Margaret Bukats is the president of Kamako Incorporated at Long Beach, California, and Fort Worth, Texas. She earned two bachelor degrees, one in philosophy from the University of Michigan and one in finance at Wartburg College. She also studied at New York University. Margaret, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Chicago area on the south side, a suburb called Oaklawn.
What was it like growing up there?
Well, it was, I never noticed anything wrong with it whatsoever. I had protective parents, so I went to Chicago with them, and in fact, my first job was at Marshall Field and Company in downtown Chicago when I was just about to enter college. I have nothing but fond memories.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
In my growing up years, it was a combination of my father and my grandparents, my maternal grandparents, interestingly enough. My mother was not really a believer, and my father was just the opposite. They dearly loved each other. They had a very wonderful marriage, but that was such a major difference that in today's world, I find it almost shocking. My maternal grandparents, however, were just blocks away, and they were very involved in music. My grandmother was a piano teacher, and I started at a young age, and she really influenced my spiritual life when I was 2 and 3 years old. And I went to church with my father. I was Church was such a big part of my life. And as I told Suzanne, when people say, give us your testimony, I have probably many, many testimonies, but I had the grace of God gave me a sense of Jesus as a small child. And I, for that, I am eternally grateful. And for that reason, my mother, throughout all of her problems and depressions, I never felt anything but love and compassion for her.
Hmm. Did you grow up with brothers and sisters?
Yes, because of prayer. My mother had trouble with, I guess, with me as a baby, and she did not want to have children after me. Not sure she wanted to have me, to be honest. But I prayed for a little sister, and I got a little sister.
So you mentioned, Margaret, about having a sense, a very tender, a precious sense of Jesus as a child. Was there a moment later on in life or a series of events where your faith in Christ got stronger and stronger? Was there a catalytic moment?
I can't say there was one. I know there were many, as a matter of fact, but as a child, you know the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know? Mm-hmm. I think that was in my mind at all times. And I started teaching Bible school. When I finished Bible school, I counseled at church camps when I was done attending church camps. I went to a Lutheran college. I played the organ at many different churches. So on a Sunday, I often had 3 to 4 services that I attended. And none of it was enough. I just loved the Lord, and I felt Jesus loves me, this I know. And I had challenges, certainly. The most recent was the loss of my beloved husband. And in these moments, it really has been overwhelming what God has done in my life. Coming back to this Hawaiian Music Walk of Fame, never had I done anything even close to this in my career. But after my husband passed away, I prayed to God for something that would come into my life that would be a productive project. And it came into my life. And I don't think that this walk, other people have tried to create something like this in Waikiki for many, many decades, and it just hasn't unfolded. But this was the perfect time, the perfect place, the perfect address. Just to give you a little background, we had lost 7 ancient trees that grew in front of our property facing the beach. They became diseased, and we had to take them down. And in Hawaii, when you take something green from the ground, you should replant something green. And we tried to do this at our building. This is the condo where I live. We found that the area of Waikiki had been so developed that to get water in a system to anything similar to these palm trees would not be possible. So several ideas were taken to the city of Honolulu as alternatives, 2 of which failed. Then I went to the city with this idea. As referenced in your narrative, the Queen, Liliuokalani, used to write music at that location, and it seemed like we could not only pay tribute to these beautiful trees that were gone, but we could also pay tribute to the legendary musicians who made Waikiki famous, and the city liked it. So that was the first big step, and about 4 years later, we're looking for construction to start within the next few weeks, actually.
Mm-hmm. Have you come upon any resistance?
Oh, where shall I begin with my resistance? One day in church, Pastor Wayne Cordiero was talking about when you strive for good things, you often find 7 walls in between you and the end result. Well, I may have had 17 walls, but every time something seemed almost discouraging, I would think, not my will, but thy will be done. And then I would surrender to God in prayer, and I would say, it's up to you. If this is not to be, it's not to be. And I can honestly say that within 24 to 48 hours, something would happen that would so reinforce the fact that I should continue with this project. And so I'm looking at the start of construction, which is such a blessing.
Margaret, before as we prepare to go to our break, I wonder, you sing. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later, NASCAR singing. But Jesus loves the little children. Could you sing that for us?
Oh, bless your heart. Jesus loves the little children. Oh, I'm a little shaky. Isn't that something? But, and may I sing Jesus Loves Me? It's my favorite little childhood. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Beautifully, beautifully sung. And the depth of the meaning of that song. You know, the simplicity of childlike faith is something that Jesus talked about with a glint in his eye and a sense of marvel at the faith, that of a child. And today, dear friend, Margaret Buchatz, still with a childlike faith, venturing on to fulfilling a vision. It's the vision of the Hawaii Music Walk of Fame. Yes, a step of faith. God is opening up doors. Others have tried for decades. But when God moves and when God opens the doors and God makes his provisions known, it's hard, virtually impossible. Yes, impossible for anyone to stop, because God is bringing it forth. You can find out more at himusicwalk.com. When we come back, more from Margaret Buchatz. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
There will be bronze plaques on the sidewalk with a description of each Hawaiian music legend. Names like Alfred Apaka, Hilo Hattie, Chick Daniels, Auntie Alice, Namaki Lua, Gabby Pahinui, and Dawn Ho.
And don't forget Israel Kamakaviaoli. Okay. He is the seventh. I should mention, Danny, that the names will not be on the sidewalk. Mm. The names and the faces will be on a wall.
Okay.
And that's a Hawaiian custom and tradition that's well respected, that no one is ever to walk on a face or name of a Hawaiian. So on the sidewalk will be the birth year, the death year, and then a description without the name, but looking directly above will be the bronze sculpture of the face with their name.
Margaret, describe where specifically this is going to be.
This is on Kalakaua Avenue, which is the main street of Waikiki. It's in the 2500 block, which is right next to the what was the Pacific Beach Hotel, which is being renovated into something different. The Marriott is on the other corner. This is in the center. It is unobstructed beach view, which is not the case as you go up the Kalakaua Avenue towards the Royal Hawaiian. You'll see other hotels across the street, but this is unobstructed beachfront. And many of the legends have had their ashes taken out to sea right at that location. So there is a very strong spiritual connection for many of the families of these legends.
How did you select them?
Within the building, there were several people that were very influential in Hawaiian music. One was a gentleman who performed for many, many years, Roland Na'uanu. And then there was a charming lady from Illinois named Kathy Atkins who spent every single night of her 6 months in Hawaii listening to Hawaiian music at one venue or another. And we also brought together some other members of the building, because this particular memorial will be on what is actually the private half of the sidewalk, not the public half. And so I knew that I had to get approval from the, it's called Foster Tower, that is the condominium complex. I had to get approval from their board of directors. So we very carefully looked at the famous entertainers of the past, and that's how we came up with these seven. I would add that there's great interest in expanding this walk, and the Marriott has even said it would be nice to include living legends. If that's the case, we might see some of the great people alive today receive some recognition, which is similar to what they do at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Only we don't charge to be a part of this walk.
Well, that was another question. If it was something that was expandable, there were others who could be on there, because there's so many in Hawaii music history. Your long-term perspective on this project, what is it?
Well, again, the intervention of God in this project and timing. The city is putting in new sidewalks. They completed what was phase one a few years ago, and phase two incorporates the 2500 block going down to the Marriott all the way past the Aston Hotel, which would be the closest to the Honolulu Zoo. If we expand this, which is, I would say, more than likely, this will be the time to at least put in blank sidewalk plaques, so there could be a little suspense of who is going to be next. And I believe we have the ability to put in as many as 30 additional if we move down the block. I have met with the manager of the Marriott. He's very interested in looking at the extension, and I'm having architects right now draw up some plans to show what it would look like. I think it will make a big difference once the construction on my block starts, sort of. If mm-hmm. you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to see something other than a computer-generated photo. And I think this is probably because it's been tried in the past and it hasn't been completed. I think when construction starts on my block, then there'll be great support from the Marriott and hopefully from the Aston as well.
Well, I want to encourage our listeners to check it out on HawaiiMusicWalk.com. There's a picture of it there on your website with the pictures of the legends and how it's laid out there in front. The picture's up on top, and then I guess what will be there looks like what will be the birthday, date of death, and then a story, right? They're on the ground, but their pictures up on top and their names. Is there any significance as I look at the pictures of stars? There are, yeah, seven stars on the circumference of the pictures. Any reason for that?
Well, they're supposed to be plumerias.
Okay.
But you know what? I think that the fabricator who is doing the bronze work, I think that we decided that we may not have that. It will be on the logo, but it may not be on the frames themselves. We're not going to mount them flush with the wall. We're going to mount them tilted approximately 15 degrees so that when people look up, the sculptures will be looking down. Mm-hmm. There will also, Danny, be QR codes that will mm-hmm. be on the wall so that people can scan. There will be one for each of the legends. There will also be one that tells the entire story of the palm trees and Liliuokalani writing music, and it shows pictures of the palm trees growing through the holes and things like that. Then at the end, there will be a QR code that tells people where Hawaiian music is being played in Waikiki that week. Mm. And sometimes the music being played is being played by grandchildren or children of the legends. Mm-hmm.
Were you always, did you always have this bent towards vision, expanding things or launching things that don't really exist yet, or bringing projects to a reality that others may have had difficulty launching off the ground? Did you have that early on in life? Or talk to us about that intrinsic quality.
I've never had anything of this magnitude. I've had tremendous success with answered prayer. And that's probably the only thing I can fall back on when starting with praying for a baby sister. My prayers have often been answered. And I see this as sometimes envisioning something that when I met my husband that I recently lost, I was praying to God about it. We had been platonic friends for a long time, and suddenly, as oftentimes is the case, the relationship turned romantic. And when it did, we quickly thought of getting married. And because it seemed a little soon, based on the fact that the platonic relationship was the longer of the two relationships, I was praying and I was driving in Iowa to Des Moines, and I must have been a little bit impatient. But anyway, I rounded the corner, and my husband's name was Kent, K-E-N-T. And I rounded the corner, and there's a feed company in Iowa by the same name. There was the most gigantic billboard that said K-E-N-T. I had to pull off the road and laugh. I thought, dear God, I didn't need a message this large. But there it was. And I found myself laughing and crying at the same time. I can't say that I've done anything of this magnitude, but I have prayed again, not my will, but thy will be done, for some other things in life that have been successful. But my career was one of reinsurance, which really doesn't suggest anything I'm doing now.
People may find it intriguing. They might find it somewhat mysterious that you have experienced progress. Someone else may just say, well, she's successful through prayer. How does that come together? How do you become successful through prayer? I thought you have to work out things that you have to expend yourself. I'm not saying that you don't, but it's almost, if someone doesn't have a relationship with God or doesn't pay much attention to spiritual matters or spiritual realities, it's just all on them and what they're able to do. So you're speaking about a dimension in life that one may be curious about, or one may be denying, yet it's been so progressive and dynamic in your life. How do you describe that, Margaret?
I think I'm a good listener. Mm-hmm. I don't just pray with my own words. I pause, I wait, I listen. Sometimes when I'm asleep at night, I will have an inspiration. I will have not necessarily a dream, but I will be half awake with an idea. I believe God speaks to me. And I then pull back and I pray, and then I wait. I'm patient. But I would have to say more than anything else that I have listened for God's word. And I will continue to do that as long as I live. I try to get myself out of the way and let him do what's to be done.
Margaret, would you also say you're expectant?
Yes.
I think that's a key.
I expect good. I expect it in people. Sometimes I'm disappointed, but I don't lose the expectation. I expect it in results, and again, patience is so important with God, and His timing is so much more important than any timing on this level. And with that in mind, I have great, great optimism, but I'm also very, very quick to give thanks and appreciation. When my husband married and I married, my closest aunt said to us, remember that every day of your life when you wake up, you need to give thanks. And we did. I mean, we were very, very grateful people. Even in the face of things that were challenging or somewhat discouraging, we gave thanks. We knew that a year from that time, we would look back and see God's plan in our lives. And we had challenges just as everyone does, but we never forgot to wake up in the morning and give thanks.
You're listening to Margaret Bukatz. She speaks so tenderly of her dear husband, Kent. When we come back, we'll talk more with her, yes, about the Hawaii Music Walk of Fame. That's an incredible project that she is spearheading right now. In the process, there is someone by the name of Sean, who she will talk about, who is going to help be part of a very significant transition in it. But when we come back, more from Margaret. You know, she also performed the Star Spangled Banner before the running of the Samstown 400 at the Texas Motor Speedway. She sings the Star Spangled Banner for NASCAR. Hey, I want to know what that experience is like, don't you? When we come back, she'll share a little bit with us about it, that and so much more. Heart to heart with you, dear friend, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When I watched her sing it on the YouTube video, I was struck by how many fans there are watching a NASCAR event. I'm talking about Margaret Bukatz. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. You can find out more about Margaret's project, Hawaii Music Walk of Fame, himusicwalk.com. And you can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Margaret, how many people are there in attendance for a NASCAR event?
Well, I think it ranges from over 100,000 to close to, in some of the tracks, up to almost 200,000. And I must add, they are the most patriotic fans in the world. I've never sung anywhere. And I sang for many years with the Navy band in San Diego. I've never seen such a patriotic group of people. I'm singing this summer at the Oshkosh air show, which is going to be another 200,000 people this summer.
And is that in Ohio?
It's in Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And it's private pilots from all over the United States attend this. Ironically, my husband used to attend it every year, and I would wave goodbye and wish him well, and now I'll be singing at that event.
Margaret, how did you meet Kent?
I met Kent in Iowa. He was helping my fiance at the time with a project. Oops is right. And I was not 100% confident about that relationship, which is why it sort of stalled at an engagement. And I met Kent, and he was helping me with, we were chartering a plane to go somewhere. It was an incentive for a business. And the more I spent time with him, the more I realized what a good friend he could be to me or to anyone. He had such a good mind. It was very different from the thinking of my fiance at the time. And once again, I was praying throughout my engagement. I was praying to better understand my fiance, and I was praying for God's direction. And I was really quite confused when Kent came along, because he just seemed like my long lost friend, and we just had thinking that was in common. We were very different in terms of our lifestyles and our personalities, but our minds were so close. And our first date was to church, and that was continued throughout our 30 plus year marriage.
Thank you.
Well, it strikes me that you were sensitive at a very tenuous time in your engagement. How did you, Margaret, navigate through making the change that was involved over 30 years ago, when you had to convey a message to the person that you were engaged with, your fiancé, that another direction was going to be taken by you?
Well, let me preface that by saying that when I was young, I felt I was really blessed with God's love and with Jesus in my life. And I oftentimes wanted to, quote unquote, fix people. I would see people that were struggling or that were looking for something more out of life, and I would often try to help them. I think this might have started the relationship that I had with my fiancé. At the time that I had to end it, I think it was interesting. He said, "You and Kent are my two best friends." And I think what he saw in Kent, he saw in me. And for this reason, it grieved me, because it was a major loss in his life for both of us to be absent. And as much as we both indicated we would continue in friendship, it was not feasible. I can't say that that was easy. I can't say that it was without pain, but I also know that as I matured in life, I realized that it's for God to fix people. It's really not for us. We can offer what we can in terms of love and understanding and example. I think I have given away 30 to 40 Jesus Calling books to people through the years. And, you know, as a gentle way of saying, introduce yourself to the scripture on a daily basis and see what happens. But I think in youth, we often feel a little overly optimistic about what we can do to influence others, but I certainly learned that it's God to make these changes in people, and if they're willing, He will.
You know, Margaret, it's confirming, because that's my go-to book. And I've given away well over 50 copies of Jesus Calling, because that's where I want to turn people. So that's kind of a confirming gift.
Margaret, as you look ahead in this this season of your life, and you relish the times that you and Kent, for the numerous decades that you shared together, what of him, of this man that you so love, what do you bring with you into the next season of your life?
Well, I would have to say that it's more than one thing. Kent had a wonderful sense of humor. He had a joy of living. He made people feel good about themselves. I remember sitting on a bench at a tire store, and I saw an elderly couple that was waiting for their tires, and I thought, if Kent were here, he would be talking to these people. He would know where they're from, what was wrong with their tires, and where they were staying. And I thought, if I go up and start talking to them, they'll think I'm some crazy lady that's imposing on their privacy. He just had a magical way about getting along with people. And I will always try to capture that to whatever degree seems to suit my personality. I am always reminded of his devotion to God. He loved Bible study. He loved his two precious daughters, who are my stepdaughters, but I couldn't love them any more if they had been my own. I continue to love his family. His sister is like my sister, and I just feel his presence in this project and many others. I can't tell you how many times I have felt the approving, loving presence of not only Kent, but my dear father as well.
You spoke early on, Margaret, excuse me, you spoke very with deep endearment of your dad, your father. Tell us about him.
Well, my father was a quiet, loving man who ran quite a big business. He had lumber yards in the Chicago area. And yet I remember every Thanksgiving and Christmas, my father and I would collect lots of food from our table and lots of other things, and we would drive into an area where he had an employee that was in need. He was handicapped, and we would take food to this family every single year. And I remember that my father just he was the one that took me to be baptized finally when I was, I think, 5 years old, because my mother resisted it. And I was able to walk with my father down the aisle to be baptized. And he never imposed on anyone, but he was always there, and he was such a strong man. Before I knew Kent, my father knew Kent. And my father said to me one time, if you ever need anything, you could call Kent Bukatz. He would be able to take care of it. And that gave me such peace of mind when Kent and I finally decided to marry. My father had already passed away at that point.
He had already given his approval.
Yes, exactly.
Well, when we come back from our break, Margaret, I want to ask you about your favorite scripture and what's your favorite scripture verse and why. But we'll go further with that when you do answer it when we come back. Hey, you know, Margaret and Suzanne, they speak about their love of the scriptures. They reference a book Jesus calling. And when they talk about the word, you get a sense that they're talking about an anchor in life, something that grounds them in the midst of the ebb and flow of life. Sometimes we could feel like we're going to and fro, and there isn't a level of stability to keep us steady in the midst of change. Of course there's change. We're all growing and learning. There's change. How do we have an anchor? Steadiness in the midst of that? Well, through the Word. And that's why we always talk about the Scriptures and a special verse when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Word of God, there are promises from the Lord God Himself, promises for your life. And when God gives you a promise and you respond by faith, you'll see the hand of God at work. When you read the Word of God, there are encouragements, there are corrections, there is wisdom. There's so much in the Word of God. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my co-host Suzanne Maurer, and our guest today, Margaret Bukatz. Margaret is working on a project right now, the Hawaii Music Walk of Fame. You can find out more at hawaiimusicwalk.com. Before we get into the scripture, Margaret's favorite scripture, Margaret, tell us about a leader that is making a transition as part of the project to spearhead what you've launched.
Well, I have help from so many different directions. I've kind of spearheaded this alone for quite a while because I wasn't sure I could get all of the approvals from the city, the licensing agreements from the families signed. Now that that's been completed, I find just amazing support coming to me from individuals, one of whom I think was interviewed on your program, Wendy Lowe. She has been a tremendous help. There's a gentleman in Waikiki named Rick Egged, who's the president of the Waikiki Improvement Association. He has been a great help to me. Sean Kiava, who will be the face and the figurehead of the project, is a young man who's, as I mentioned before, an associate pastor at New Hope Oahu. I look to Sean to be a great leader in the future, and as it progresses, I think people will see more and more of him. I might also say that Wayne Cordiero has been a great inspiration to so many of my friends and myself in the 10 years that I've been exposed to him. And when we talk about the scripture, his book, Divine Mentor, really changed my life in terms of how I read the Bible and how I journaled. And he suggests a daily plan with a reading schedule that then goes into a journal where you, the saying is SOAP, S-O-A-P. You write scripture, you write your observation, you write how you can apply it to your life, and you end it in prayer. And this is my daily routine, and I wouldn't miss it for anything. And I just want to give a little credit to Wayne for that. My favorite scripture, really, I'll list two. Again, back to my childlike faith, the 23rd Psalm in its entirety has been something I've probably voiced every day. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That encompasses to me complete surrender, complete dependence on God and not on the world or on other people. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is my way of life. And from the Lord's Prayer, I've mentioned this before, thy will be done. And so oftentimes, again, getting myself out of the way, I've had to say, not my will, but thy will be done.
Margaret, how do you apply that to your life?
I apply it to my life so often. It's sometimes I think I'm a slow learner, but I apply it to my life constantly. When you spearhead a project, you can very easily think it is your project, or you can think it has to go your way. And I have to step back. I have to humble myself. I have to put myself out of the way. And this, it isn't just working on a big project. It can be in a relationship with somebody. Sometimes with friends, I think, oh, they shouldn't do that. They should do this. And I have to back myself out of the way. The Bible is filled with such wonderful advice. And this morning, as I was reading my devotions, it was talking about how you don't tell little lies, because mm-hmm. eventually you'll tell big lies. You can't have little sins and mm-hmm. think they're okay, because then you'll have big sins. I mean, the wisdom, the truth, the honesty that the Bible projects to us. I use it constantly. I'd love to say that I have really gotten to a point where I don't need to be reminded, but I don't think we ever do. I think that's the beauty of Christ in our life, is that we need him every day. And there will always be temptations. There will always be times when we think, well, I know what's best in this situation, but we don't.
You know, as I hear your testimony today, Margaret, I think of the song, He Calls Me Friend. And clearly you have that beautiful friendship with Christ. Mm-hmm. It comes through loud and clear. It's wonderful.
One of the hardest things of being a widow in Waikiki is to see not just couples, but happy couples, couples that are celebrating marriage or anniversaries or just the joy of being in Hawaii. And I walk everywhere because of where I live and the location. And at times it can be painful to look and see all of these loving couples, some of whom remind me of Kent and me just by their little gestures and things, or their age or something like that. And at those times, I just picture Jesus at my side. I am not alone. I am not a widow. I am loved. I am protected. I'm absolutely encompassed in love from God and from Jesus Christ.
Margaret, we have about a minute left. Could you lead us in a prayer? Lead someone today who is in their pain of loneliness, even out of your pain. Could you pray for them?
Absolutely. Dear Father in heaven, and dear Jesus Christ, our Savior, please be with those who have suffered great loss. Please fill their emptiness with the Holy Spirit and remind them that your love is the greatest love of all. They have not lost. They still can feel that love, even the love of their lost spouse, through Jesus Christ. And as they walk, never think of walking alone. Always know that God is with them. Amen.
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 A prayer for you, my friend, mm-hmm. from Margaret Buchatz, out of her own pain. A solace, a balm of comfort, a balm of peace, a balm of strength. Someone who is experiencing it with you and experiencing the love and strength of Christ in the midst of it. Margaret, thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your tenacity and grit. Thank you for being who you are.
Thank you, Danny. This has been an honor.
Dear friend, I hope that you've been moved even as Suzanne and I have today.
Yes.
By the story of Margaret Buchatz. You can find out more about her and the Hawaii Music Walk of Fame at himusicwalk.com. And there's no better time, my friend, than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And you know what? If you haven't done so yourself, as I typically say, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a simple presentation especially for you. Hebrews 6, verse 15. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Margaret Buchatz. Again, himusicwalk.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.